Father, we bless you this morning for your mercy, for your grace. Oh Lord, we exalt you, for you are the Lord. You will never change. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You are the Lord, and that is who you are. Glory be to your holy name, for your mercy, for your kindness, for your love over us, oh Lord. We exalt you. We bless your name. You are worthy to be praised, oh Lord. We bow before you. We lay our crown and we worship you. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for the strength, for your mercy, for your grace. Oh Lord, for blessing, for favor, for all that you, the Lord, you have done, that you are doing, and that which you are still going to do for us. We bless you, Lord. Father, we thank you. Lord, we worship you. You are the Lord. You are the Lord, and that can never change. Lord, we bless your name. Thank you, Father. And Lord, we are before you this day. We ask, oh Lord, that your goodness will be upon our lives. Your blessing will be poured out unto us this day in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Today is Wednesday, the 24th of June, 2026. I want you to bless the name of the Lord for his mercy upon your life. And I want you to stand upon the word of the Lord and speak to your day, that in the name of Jesus, I have set the Lord always before me. Because the Lord is with me, I will not be moved. In the name of Jesus, the Lord go before me this day and make every crooked place straight. In the name of Jesus, I stand upon the word of the Lord. I redeem my day. Any form of evil that is programmed into you is cancelled. In the name of Jesus, I speak to my day. In the name of Jesus, lines are falling onto me in pleasant places. In the name of Jesus, I declare all that is in you this day work together in my favor. All that is in you this day work together for my blessing. In the name of Jesus, I speak to you this day. I experience the grace of the Lord and not grief of the day. In the name of Jesus, I declare that favor becomes my experience this day. In the name of Jesus, I am favored. I am not frustrated. The Lord remove frustration and depression from me. In the name of Jesus, the joy of the Lord is established in my morning. In the name of Jesus. Joy is established in my day. In the name of Jesus, I declare stability in this day. In the name of Jesus, creation will not fight me. All that is in this day work together to favor me. In the name of Jesus, I speak to the gates of this day. Lift up your head, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors. Oh, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? Is the Lord strong in battle? The Lord of hosts is my King. Doors are open unto me. In the name of Jesus, I possess the gates of blessing of this day. In the name of Jesus, oh, I take prophetic stand over this day. I legislate blessing over my day. In the name of Jesus, I prophesy over my day. The light of God shines upon me. No darkness in my movement. I will not fall into the darkness of the wicked. I will not fall into the hand of the wicked. The wickedness of the wicked will not come upon my portion. In the name of Jesus, I experience the mercy of the Lord. I live by the mercy of the Lord. I live by his grace. The mercy of the Lord is upon me. The grace of the Lord is upon me, is upon my household. In the name of Jesus, I am exempted by mercy. I am preserved by mercy. In the name of Jesus, oh, this day you favor me. In the name of Jesus, I receive access to the unlimited supply of God's provision. I receive access to the resources that is programmed for me today. In the name of Jesus, this day you align with the grace of God. You align with my prophetic destiny. In the name of Jesus, this day any form of evil that is in you is cancelled. In the name of Jesus, I blot out every evil ordinances, evil word spoken over this day. I cancel you by the blood of Jesus. I enforce the establishment of God's promises over my day. In the name of Jesus, I place demand on the fulfillment of his prophecy, of his word concerning my life for this day. In the name of Jesus, I cancel every handwriting, demonic schedule, demonic words, demonic prophecy, any form of demonic projection into my day. I cancel you by the blood of Jesus. Every evil professions of the words of mouth, every evil pronouncement by situation, in the name of Jesus, is cancelled over me. In the name of Jesus, I am preserved and covered by the blood of Jesus. Oh, this day I enjoy angelic assistance. in the name of Jesus. For he has said concerning me, he will give his angels charge over me to keep me in all my ways. They will bear me up in their hands, lest I dash my foot against the stone. In the name of Jesus, I enjoy the blessings of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, I declare this day the system and structure of the day, you favor me. In the name of Jesus, my day align with the favor of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, this day I am secured in his blood. This day I am secured by mercy. In the name of Jesus, I declare that my preservation and that of my household is confirmed by the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Beloved, I want us to pray for our people that we have been praying for, the people that are still in the captivity of the wicked. I want you to pray for them, that in the name of Jesus, Father, let your mercy be upon them. Let your mercy speak for them. In the name of Jesus, Father, let mercy speak for them. Wherever they are, O Lord, let mercy preserve them. In the name of Jesus, Father, they have stayed long enough there. Deliver them, O Lord. Arise, Lord, and deliver them. In the name of Jesus, Father, you will strengthen the hand and the heart of men that you, the Lord, you have proposed to use for their deliverance. In the name of Jesus, the plans of the wicked over them is cancelled. In the name of Jesus, because they are your heritage, they will not be forgotten in the wickedness of men. In the name of Jesus, they will not be accounted as a number in the wickedness of the enemy. Lord, you will deliver them. By mercy, Lord, you will deliver them. In the name of Jesus, Father, we call upon your mercy over them. Lord, deliver them. In the name of Jesus, Father, you will cancel the plans of the wicked over this nation, over this state. In the name of Jesus, the wickedness of the wicked will not overtake Nigeria. In the name of Jesus, Father, this nation will not submit to the hands of the cruelty. In the name of Jesus, your name will be exalted forever. Lord, you will dethrone the wicked. In the name of Jesus, let mercy and judgment rule over this nation. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Our beloved, let me remind you again that our special program, our time of refreshing for the month of June, is going to come up tomorrow, Thursday, 25th of June, 2026, by the grace of God, by 12 noon. The theme of the program is Beast. Here, I want to invite you to come and let us receive strength from the Lord. Come and experience refreshing in the presence of the Lord. I want to encourage you to be part of this wonderful program. The Lord bless you in Jesus' name. I would love to see you there tomorrow. The venue for the program is at Uluadam Lare Garden. That is beside National Open University, behind Tafu Arena at Ijokudo Junction, Songo, Eleele Road, in Ibadan here. The Lord bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. By the grace of God, we are still going to continue from where we stopped yesterday. Please, I want to beg you, this month of June is a special month. Already, the Lord has laid out for us his mind for us for the month of July. So, I want you to go through this month of June. Be still and know that I am God. I want you to go over all the podcasts that has been pushed out there since the beginning of this month. It has been a wonderful time in the presence of the Lord, and we have not denied you of what he wants us to share, what he wants us to give unto you as the day break. I want you to go over all this, and I'm very, very sure it's going to be a blessing for your life, for your family, for your business, for your ministry. It's going to be a blessing to you. It's going to be a pointer to your relationship with God. It's going to be a pointer to your blessings and direction for your relationship with God. The Lord bless you in Jesus' name. Like I said, we are continuing from where we stopped yesterday. Our anchor scripture, Psalm 46 verse 10. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. Remember, be still and know. Be still. Stillness comes with a knowing, and in this your knowing, there is certainty and alignment that I have a God that will be exalted among the nations. I have a God that will be exalted in the earth. So by the grace of God, I want us to look at another direction of stillness. I was prepared to move in another direction this morning, not until I opened to the book of Proverbs chapter 27 verse 17. The scripture says, as iron sharpens iron, so a man sharpens the countenance of his friend. Then it came to me that stillness is a place of sharpening. It's a place whereby you have to go through the experience of sharpening your blunt edge. Now, listen, the process of sharpening a blunt, a dead, or a dull weapon is not always easy. I am not saying it's a time of bread and butter. No, it's stillness is not a time that you find easy. Listen, try this. Lock yourself in a quiet place. You understand that the noise in your mind is very loud. Very loud. A lot of things will start coming to your mind. A lot of things will start flowing. Pick up your phone, check your updates. Somebody has sent you a message. The money you're expecting has entered. What are you doing here? Are you just going to stay here and waste time? A lot of noise will just keep coming. But this is necessary for you to do, to quiet the noise in your mind and stand still and be still and know that you have a God that can part the Red Sea. You have a God that can keep your oil to flow without stopping. Let me go back to the point I am making. It is not always a time, a period that is always easy. It's a process of grinding, a process of going through filing and remodeling, continually wetting the edge while in the process of sharpening. Remember, the Bible says iron sharpens iron, so a man sharpens the countenance of his friend. Listen, if the iron that is used to sharpen the other iron, if they could speak, they will tell you that this is not a quick fix process. Number one, they will tell you that this is not a quick fix process. Number two, they are going to tell you that it's a process of shedding. Number three, a process of grinding. And number four, a process that is not easy. Oh, it is not a quick fix. It is not a quick fix process. It's a process of grinding, a process of shedding, and a process that is not easy. It's a process where every lump on the edge is grinded off, is crushed and filed out. That is why it's a process that you have to go through in your season of stillness. You surrender your will to his will and let him sharpen, reshape, remodel, and wet the dry edges. Oh, I pray that the Spirit of the Lord give you understanding in the name of Jesus. Let me tell you about a blunt weapon. Listen, many of us, we wake up every day going about with a weapon in our hands that is blunt. Let me say it this way. Even in the career world, in the academics, there is a process of stillness. There is a process that you have to go through, reshaping, resharpening, grinding, crushing. You have to go through this process because that which you are holding in your hand might not be valid for the next season you are going through. So that time of your remodeling, of your reapplying, of your reading and studying for another professional exam, for another level in your company, that is your time of stillness, your time of preparation. Listen, a blunt weapon, either a sword, a cutlass, an axe head, whatever it is, a knife, would take more effort to cut through an object because the edge is not wet, because the edge is blunt. But a sharpened weapon, maybe an axe head, a sword, a knife, a cutlass, whatever it is, does the job like no effort is involved because the edge is sharpened. Beloved, stillness is the arena where your blunt edges is resharpened, reshaped. Where your blunt edges is resharpened and reshaped. Where the lumps on the edges is grinded and filed off. When those doubts and disbelief that has come up due to your distance in studying the scripture is removed. Listen, when an opinion is formed by darkness, by disbelief in your heart, you need stillness and the word of God to file it off because they settle on the edges of your faith. They settle on that sword that is in your hand. When there is doubt, unbelief, this and that, anxiety, depression, depression, they start settling on the edges of the weapon you are holding, and something that is supposed to become light, a weapon of defense, will become so heavy and a weight, a dead weight in your hand, you will be forced to drop it. So stillness is the arena where your blunt edges is resharpened and reshaped, sharpening your mind, sharpening your spirit, sharpening up your faith, your prayer life, preparing you to walk in and walk with wisdom instead of applying foolish force. It's a place where your edges are filed, grinded. Ooh, doubt is cut off. You continue to feed on the scripture. You develop your faith. Faith is not just a seed of mustard. The reason our Lord Jesus Christ used a mustard seed is that it looks like the smallest, tiniest seed that you have ever seen that could actually be talked about that time. But when this tiny seed is put into the ground and you continue to wet the edge, you file off the doubt, you clear off the weed that want to sniff out your faith, you continue to wet the land, wet the edge with the word of the Lord, your faith will begin to grow. Your faith, your prayer life, your study life will continue to grow because you are wetting it, and your faith will begin to grow, preparing you to walk in and walk with God in wisdom instead of foolish force, instead of applying useless force. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. Ecclesiastes chapter 10 verse 10, if the iron be blunt and it did not wet the edge that is sharpened, then must it put to more strength, but wisdom is profitable to direct. Beloved, your faith life, your spiritual life, your prayer life, your study life, that is studying the word of God, must be sharpened. You must get to the place of stillness, wet the edge, to sharpen it, to sharpen the edge, to make sure it becomes a weapon that cut once and cut through. I'm going to round up here because of time and space. Let me leave these words with you. The time you spend in stillness is not a waste. It's a time of preparation, a time of sharpening, a time of crushing, a time of remodeling. Remember that your prophecy is established, your purpose is nurtured and birthed in stillness. Note this, that your season of stillness is not a microwave process, not a 2-minute instant noodles. You don't jump the process. You don't remain dull. You don't remain blunt in the edge with lumps and doubt and disbelief along the edge of your weapon. You need to be resharpened. You need to be reshaped, and you need to be refined so that you can stay in purpose. You can birth the prophecy that has been spoken ahead of you. It is well with you. I pray that the Lord will help you as you go through your season of stillness, as you go through your season of sharpen and reshaping. The hand of the Lord be upon your life in Jesus' name. I put the blessings of the Lord upon you. The Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you. The Lord be merciful unto you. The Lord be gracious unto you. The Lord show you favor. Oh, the blessings of the Lord be upon you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace in Jesus' name. Amen. Remember, the coming of the Lord Jesus is close by. Prepare yourself for his coming. It is well with you in Jesus' name. Thank you and God bless you. Have a wonderful day.